Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining me on this Friday. We are at the end of a week in which we have been listening to a series called Pages from My Life's Book, and I hope you've been with us. It's been such a touching time to listen to the story of Derek Prince make his progression to Jesus, telling us about his conversion in the late 1930s, early 1940s. What a marvelous time. What a great story. One of the great sagas, I think, in the history of the church. And we heard yesterday about Derek's conversion. Now we're going to begin to hear about the early months of Derek's Christian life, and it's funny and it's stirring and it's tender. And remember, if you were with us, you know that the very first teaching in this series was about the power of personal testimony. And Derek's teaching this to us not just to make sure that we know his story, although it's a very moving and inspiring story, but also to make sure that we know the power of testimony. God is working in each one of our lives, and the story of that working will encourage others. I also want to say that for those of you who are listening who have never given your life to Jesus, this is a great time to do it. One of the things I hope you're hearing in this series, and by the way, if you haven't heard it all, log on to the website at derekprince.org. You can hear every word of it. But one of the things I hope you're hearing is there's no pattern for coming to Jesus. You don't have to be at the front of a church shaking hands with the preacher. Derek came in the most unusual way. By the way, he was in his underwear in an army barracks, for heaven's sake. So there's no pattern. Just run to Jesus. He loves you and he's died for you. Let's listen now to this marvelous story by Derek Prince.
This week, I've been sharing with you my personal search for truth as a young man. From my teen years upwards, I'd always had an inner conviction that somehow there must be a meaning and a purpose to life, if only I knew where to find it. I looked for the answer in Christianity as I knew it, but failed to find it there. Then I looked in philosophy and yoga, but again, I was disappointed. When World War II broke out, and I was drafted into the British Army as a hospital attendant, I took a Bible with me, hoping to find the answer in it. But once again, I was disappointed. I could not find any coherent message in the Bible. Then I met a Christian family who were different, humble, uneducated, but different. Being with them in their home, I realized two things about them. The first was that for them, the Bible was a meaningful, up-to-date book. The second was that they had a real personal relationship with God. Eventually, I decided to pray and ask God for whatever this family had. Once again, I was baffled and on the point of giving up. Then suddenly, I made contact with two things, a power and a person. Finally, I identified both the power and the person. The power was the Holy Spirit. The person was Jesus. I discovered that the truth is a person, and the person, Jesus of Nazareth. Today I'm going to share with you the tremendous changes that immediately took place in my life as the result of meeting Jesus. I want to describe these changes as far as possible in an objective way. The first change was that I have never been able to doubt since that time that Jesus is alive. I might be tempted to disobey him or to be disloyal to him, but I absolutely cannot doubt that Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. From that moment until now, this has been the most important single fact in my life, that Jesus of Nazareth, the one who hung on a cross, was buried in a stone tomb, is alive, and I know him. This is not the result of reasoning, it's not the result of study, it's not the result of ministerial training, it's the result of an encounter. I met him. He met me, and I know him. Every day I know him. Every hour I'm conscious of his presence. The second main result that I would point out was that prayer became as natural to me as breathing. The night that I tried to pray until the Holy Spirit came into my life, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what words to say. I didn't know whom to pray to. The next day, as I went about my ordinary military duties, I discovered that I was just praying all the time. I didn't have to make an effort. Each breath was a prayer. I remember going to a tap to draw some water to drink. Now, normally that would have been a very ordinary thing to do, and I would have attached no importance to it. But I just could not drink that water till I had thanked God for it. It seemed so natural to talk to God, to thank Him. I'd always thought of prayer as something that you have to do in a religious building and in some kind of religious attitude. But I had discovered that prayer is communication with God, and that since the Holy Spirit came into me, it was easy and natural for me to communicate with God. And this communication with God gave me a source of inner strength. No matter what was going on around me, I had this inner communication with God going on all the time that I was awake. The third result that I would point out was that the Bible suddenly became a meaningful book. I had been reading it for 9 months trying to make sense of it. I'd got from the beginning of Genesis to somewhere in the book of Job. I'd made quite a lot of progress as far as reading was concerned, but I couldn't classify the book. I couldn't understand it. I didn't know what it was saying. The next day after I had met Jesus and the Holy Spirit had come into my life, there was a total, immediate change in my relationship to the Bible. This was not something gradual. It was not the result of a process. It didn't come from an intellectual struggle. It came from this relationship. I remember that I decided I'd go on reading where I had stopped, somewhere in the book of Job. And so I was turning through the pages of my Bible, and I happened to open, without seeking it, at Psalm 126. And I read the first two verses. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. And when I read those words, then was our mouth filled with laughter, my mind instantly went back to my experience the previous night, when that river of laughter had flowed out through me, as there the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I saw how accurate the description was. It didn't say, we laughed. It said our mouth was filled with laughter. It was as though the laughter came from another source and filled them and flowed out through their mouths. And I saw that that was exactly what had happened to me. And I have to confess that my reaction was, why did I go to church all those years and no one ever tell me that this kind of thing is in the Bible?
You know, when I hear the story of Derek Prince, I'm moved by the things God did in his early days of salvation, how he took away addictions, took away tastes for alcohol, even caused his legs to lock up as he went into a pub. You know, some things God deals with instantaneously, and Derek would say the same thing, and then some things take time. They have to be worked out by the washing, by the water of the Word, and that's the way it is in our lives. Don't be discouraged if you didn't get everything you'd hoped to get when you first got saved, because God is continuing to work in your life. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Across more than 50 years of ministry, Derek Prince experienced many extraordinary encounters with the presence and person of God. For those who have wished they could have spent some one-to-one time with the man and heard him share details of these encounters, we are pleased to make available The Next Best Thing, delivered in a heart-to-heart style. Derek's message, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, brings you his personal account of his encounters with Almighty God. In this special audio CD, you'll hear how Derek discovered the reality of God and experienced the tremendous power of His Holy Spirit. You'll enjoy wonderful stories of God's supernatural power working in his life and the lives of those around him. You'll be encouraged by the faithfulness of God and drawn to press more deeply into His presence, which is why we want you to have a copy of your own, absolutely free. To get your copy of this exceptional audio CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free and postage paid, simply request it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special CD are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. We are listening to the story of Derek Prince's life, and it's such a unique story because we're hearing the combination of a Cambridge Don's intelligence and intellect combined with the innocence and naivety of a brand new believer in Jesus. I don't know of another story quite like it, but it's powerful and it's transforming, and you're not going to want to miss a word of it. Let's listen.
I remember that I decided I'd go on reading where I had stopped, somewhere in the book of Job. And so I was turning through the pages of my Bible, and I happened to open, without seeking it, at Psalm 126. And I read the first two verses. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. And when I read those words, then was our mouth filled with laughter, my mind instantly went back to my experience the previous night, when that river of laughter had flowed out through me, as there the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I saw how accurate the description was. It didn't say, we laughed. It said our mouth was filled with laughter. It was as though the laughter came from another source and filled them and flowed out through their mouths. And I saw that that was exactly what had happened to me. And I have to confess that my reaction was, why did I go to church all those years and no one ever tell me that this kind of thing is in the Bible? And as I went on reading the Bible then, after that, again and again, I found that the things that were happening in my life through the Holy Spirit were described there in the Bible. In fact, I found that there was no other place to which I could go for a meaningful explanation of what was happening in my life. I would have to say this, that from that day unto this, in most cases, when I begin to read the Bible, it's like this. It's as if there are just two persons in the universe, God and me. And the Bible is God speaking to me. I've never had a theological or an intellectual problem about believing that the Bible is the Word of God since I got to know the author. As a matter of fact, with my intellectual background, I would have to say that I personally do not feel in any way intellectually inferior to people who don't believe the Bible. I was a professional logician. I excelled in that particular field. And I would have to say, on the basis of my own examination, the Bible is the most intellectually sound and logical book that I have ever read. And for me, it's a meaningful book. It's the Word of God. It's a personal God speaking to me with a living voice as a person. Let me now relate two other objective results of my meeting with Jesus, two things that changed in my life. The first one that I'm going to mention now is in a certain sense rather comical, but it's very real. The next evening after I'd had this encounter with Jesus, I went, as my custom was, to the pub, the bar, the saloon, to get my usual quota of whiskey. I had no moral or religious scruples about drinking whiskey. In fact, I'm not trying to press that point at all. But when I got to the door of the pub, intending to walk in, the most extraordinary thing happened. My legs locked, and no matter how hard I tried, I could not get them to carry my body into that place. At first, I felt indignant and frustrated. But then I suddenly realized that I no longer was interested in what that place had to offer. I no longer needed whiskey to relax. I'd found something that was deep and permanent, and its effects were far more enduring than those of some glasses of whiskey. So I just turned around and walked out of that place. That mysterious power that had come upon me the previous evening had taken control of my legs and, as it were, forbade my legs to walk into that place. The final result that I will mention I will express in the words of Jesus in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. It says, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Let me go to those words, if any man is thirsty. Looking back, I realized that I had been a thirsty man for many years, but I didn't know where to quench my thirst. You see, the Bible reveals that man is made up of three elements, spirit, soul, and body. Now, the predominant feature of Plato's teaching is his emphasis on the soul. So I had sought satisfaction for my soul in many different ways, in philosophy, in music, in art, in travel. I'd sought satisfaction for my body in many ways. But when I sought all those satisfactions, I remained unsatisfied. As a result of this experience, I realized that the part of me that was thirsty was not my soul or my body, but my spirit. And that when the Holy Spirit came in, instantly he supplied the satisfaction for that thirst. And I became, just like Jesus says, a channel of rivers of living water. They were no longer outside me, they were inside me, flowing through me. What a transformation when a thirsty man can become channels for rivers of water. But that's what had happened in my life.
What I hope touches your life about this story is the way that God reached into Derek's experience. Even taught him about rivers of living water by using examples from whiskey. Changed him right where he was. Remember that his conversion was in his underwear at an army barracks. God is constantly reaching into your experience, trying to draw you to him. Give your life to him. Serve him with passion. He's real. And he loves you. We're about to have some great guests with us, Scott and Nedra Ross, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
He was a remarkable man, and his life was an extraordinary journey of adventure, discovery, and redemption. Now, Stephen Mansfield, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Faith of George W. Bush, has captured that journey in Derek Prince, a biography, a frank, transparent, and fascinating account of one of the 20th century's great spiritual leaders. From England's most prestigious universities to the battlefields of World War II to the drama surrounding the birth of the nation of Israel, this new biography makes you an eyewitness to history while it brings you life-transforming spiritual insights. Derek Prince, a biography, is yours for only $19.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. Shipping is free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Like Derek Prince, you too can triumph over tragedy with the power of the Holy Spirit. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Friday. We spent an entire week hearing a wonderful teaching by Derek Prince called Pages from My Life's Book. And we've really gained some insight into the stories, the crucibles, the crises in his life from which these marvelous revelations and works of God came in his life. And joining us today are several people who are going to help us process this and apply it a bit. Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here in the studio with me. And Dick, love having you here.
Hello, Stephen.
And joining us again, and just bringing wonderful insights for us, are Scott and Nedra Ross. Now, Scott Ross, you know from CBN, from the 700 Club, from his many wonderful interviews, and just the great things he's doing to sort of penetrate our culture. But Nedra Talley Ross, you probably know best as a Ronette, that Grammy Award-winning singing group from years ago, who have just recently been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we were talking about that earlier this week. Scott and Nedra, great to have you with us.
Wonderful being here.
Thank you.
What I really want to do is do a living Pages from My Life's Book, so to speak. Scott and Edward, you have some amazing experiences with Derek. You've got some memories. The goal here is not to glorify Derek as though he's a part of the Trinity. The goal is to say this body of teaching that we're hearing, this British voice that we're hearing from this man who's now with the Lord, he was flesh and blood. He was real. He had his challenges, his crises. He had a sense of humor. And nobody brings that to us quite like the two of you. So Scott and Edward, tell us some of your memories and some of the ways in which you saw the gospel played out in Derek's life.
I remember at one point where he spoke over Scott and I with Ruth, and he spoke words from the Lord that was saying to us that the Lord trusted us. And I remember just hearing that from Derek was like such an insight. It was like, here's this man that God really does trust, saying to us as a couple, God trusts you. And with that British accent, you felt like, okay, it's all going to be okay.
Yeah, really. I was always convinced that God had a British accent. You know, I'll give you a great picture of him. Nedra and I were together with Derek and Ruth in Jerusalem, and we were going to dinner. But we took a walk, and we were walking around the old city, and we walked outside the city walls, This, you know, you read this in the Bible and you say, yeah, okay, but this was real life stuff. And we're walking around and all the lights are shining up on the Wailing Wall. And Derek and Ruth are walking in front of us and they're holding hands. Now, this is a man, you know, in his late 70s, early 80s. And there they are. They're still, you know, lovebirds. We had a great dinner together. And then he said, well, let's go back to our condo, our apartment. And we said, okay, fine. So we go back to their apartment and they take us on a small tour of the apartment. And then they take us into their study. And here's the study with two desks. But the desks are facing each other. So Derek sat on one side and Ruth sat on the other side and they could look into each other's eyes and talk. And some of the things we talked about earlier, they could make proclamation together. They would pray together and they would hold hands. And this was real life. This is in the inner chambers of their home. And so this man and Ruth and prior to Ruth, Lydia walked this out. This wasn't just theory or an intellectual as he was, but a man who spoke out of his life and their life together.
And just to look at them as an older couple, yeah, older than us, and see that this is the way that it's supposed to be until death do you part.
Dick, round this out for us and take us to prayer, please.
Well, Scott and Nedra, I'm going to ask you all to pray. You know, we had a great privilege just getting to know Derek personally. Mm-hmm. And Derek would be the first one to say, this isn't about me. This is about the Word of God. It's about what Jesus wants to do in us and through us. But his life really did glorify the Lord. And I wonder if you all together might just be able, one after another, to pray and really ask, help people to move into an area where they can ask the Lord to use their lives to glorify him the way Derek's did. Would you guys do that for us, please?
Sure. Father, we know that you're here with us. We know that you brought forth words through Derek to the people. Lord, may they embrace the teaching that he brought. May they find the life, the fullness, and all that you desire for them, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus.
And you know, even right now, it's not only praying, but how God speaks back to us. And the people in this audience are listening, that your faith is building. And this was something else that Derek taught all the time. You know, the disciples asked this of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. And then at another instance, Lord, I believe, Lord, I need you to increase my faith. Increase my faith. So, Lord, in Jesus, right now in this audience, our people are listening. We pray in the name of Jesus that that anointing that you put upon Derek, that he imparted to us, at Stephen, to Dick, to Nedra, to me, and to so many others, but right now, that anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you will watch over your word to perform it, and people in this audience will get healed,
yes,
of all sorts of physical maladies, people who, yes, are in despair, people who are discouraged, people who have financial stresses, family problems, physical maladies, Lord, eyes, ears, knees, legs, backs, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Be set free from your infirmity. Be set free, and as it's been taught, the generational curses are broken at,
yes,
the cross. You became a curse for us. So we break every curse in this audience. People who have been in bondage all their life. Lord, you have come to set the captive free. When the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So be set free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Great stuff. And listen, for those of you listening now who have received that prayer, as things happen in your life, get back to us through DerekPrince.org and let us know what's going on. We want to know what God's doing in your life. Scott, Nedra, Dick, great to have you with us today. Thank you so much.
Always our privilege.
Lord bless.
And listen, that is all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week on Monday as The Legacy continues.
To get your copy of Derek's CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free of charge, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call now and be sure to request your free CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online at DerekPrince.org, where you'll find other helpful resources, including Derek's biography, for just $19.95.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.